This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Jen Horn is here. Woohoo! Doug will be back before we know it. It's spooky season, which is always fun.
It's my favorite time of year, actually.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, let's not even talk about the free candy that's everywhere.
Right.
Because what's not to love about that? But it's just like the whole vibe where you go outside and it's just that like crisp coolness in the air, maybe a couple of clouds, but you can still see the stars. Oh, speaking of, the Orionids. Did I say that right? Why does it not sound correctly?
I don't know how you say it, but it was a meteor shower this weekend, right?
Yes. Yeah. They are part of Halley's Comet.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. And I think I've told you guys before, my uncle lives outside of Los Angeles, and seeing things from his backyard, it's absolutely amazing, because in LA, we see nothing. It's just too much light pollution, and it's always such a bummer. And in fact, this weekend, I didn't even try because I knew we wouldn't get to see it, but he has the most incredible view. And if you have never been to an area where you actually get that total darkness and you get to see that, gosh, it's amazing.
You don't realize how many stars are actually visible to the naked eye.
For sure.
Until you get away from the light pollution. Where I went to school in Colorado, it was on a mountain, and even just on this mountain, there was no light pollution, but if you went a little bit further up, you could actually see, when people talk about seeing the Milky Way, which we are in the Milky Way, we're part of it, but there's this strip of just continuous stars that are almost more concentrated. It is fantastic. I highly recommend. I did forget about the meteor shower this weekend until it was too late. And then it was like, oh, man. There's always next October.
Always next time, I guess. I know. They do come. It seems like these events happen more often than they did when we were growing up. But I really think it's the media's coverage of them that has actually changed. I don't think that they happen anymore. But we just get all the super moon and the pink moon and the blue moons and the whatever moons.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I only remember like a harvest moon when I was growing up. I don't ever remember hearing
anybody. Yeah, not all of them had the names.
Yeah,
right.
And now they all have the names.
Well, and then when people are talking about the blue moon, I'm like, oh, only once in a blue moon. Like, it doesn't happen that often. A blue moon happens pretty regularly. Not as often as having the moon every night or a new moon in the rotation. But what is it? I think twice a year, maybe thrice. There's a moon, a full moon, that happens twice within 1 month. That's a blue moon. It's not like this obscure kind of thing that happens.
Like, it never happens. But I think, again, it's like the media coverage going, oh, my gosh, this is big super garden flower pink moon is happening. Okay.
I feel like you just went into a little bit of a Donald Trump.
It's a beautiful, tremendous moon. The biggest one you've ever seen.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sometimes it's hard not to,
Well, some good news. Cheers to bus drivers, because they are not just taking kids to and from school. They are changing lives. They are saving lives when necessary. And we trust them to protect our children. So, of course, they are up there in the term of heroes. But one in particular that happened in Dallas, there's a 7-year-old boy, Preston Bell, on the way to school and started choking on a quarter.
Oh,
and the bus driver, who had been doing this for like 17 years, her name's Raquel Radford Baker, noticed the little boy, Preston Bell, and was like, he kind of appeared to be sick, like he needed to throw up or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then she realized, oh, he's having trouble breathing. Pulls the bus over, goes and grabs him, carries him off the school bus so that she has room to like work, takes him to the sidewalk, and does multiple rounds of the Heimlich maneuver. And this is something that she had to learn. This was part of the job training experience, knowing CPR, knowing first aid training, all of this stuff. And so she was grateful for that and able to save this child's life. How amazing.
That's incredible.
And I think kids, even adults, how often do sometimes we just, like, put something in our mouth? Kids especially will do this all the time. They know it's not food. They're not trying to eat it. It's just, like...
But one like foul swoop, and we've all done it when we've had something, I don't know, like a lifesaver or something where you're not wanting to, like, swallow it and you're holding it in your mouth, and then all of a sudden you, like, breathe funny and it's, like,
yes,
sitting in your throat.
It,
I mean, it's
goes.
Freaky.
Mm-hmm.
So scary.
Yeah, or even if you are eating something and you take a bite and you're not meaning to swallow it yet because it's too much food, you're still chewing it, but there's just something happens.
Yeah.
And, okay, so bus drivers, of course, part of their training, they need to know this stuff, but it almost should be a job requirement for anything, because how often does something happen where, like, somebody could use CPR, somebody could use the Heimlich maneuver? Isn't it just more beneficial if we all know how to do it? Even the,
I'm surprised
the
more
self
companies
versions
don't
of Heimlich?
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, some kind of job, make that part of the job training.
I mean, I know they're more concerned with, like, sexual harassment training, but I've already been trained in that.
How to?
I already know how, so it's fine. You just have to tell me how many jokes.
Or the big one right now, the keeping viruses off of software, where the corporate companies will send you an email, and it looks like it came from your boss, because why wouldn't you be expecting an email from your boss?
Legit.
And then you open it, and it's like, ha-ha, we got you. You just opened an email that could have had spyware on it, and we were ghosting, and this isn't actually from your boss, and now you have to do 20 hours of webinars and all of this stuff.
And it's not fun, those webinars. Not fun at all.
No, not fun. But at the same time,
they got me once. Do you want to hear how dumb it was?
Yes, I do.
Because our company does it all the time. And so I've gotten pretty good now. I just don't open any emails. And I'm like, mm-hmm. ha-ha, take that. I'll just never see what you're sending me.
How you like me now?
But this one was so stupid. I can't even believe I fell for it. They said that there was a... Because I work in... for my morning show, we have like a 8-story building. And so it's got a door person at the bottom level, and then there's an elevator. And it said that someone from the building management found a dog, and they attached a picture. How in the world, as I was clicking the dang link, I was like, this is stupid. I'm getting hit. What are you doing? And it was too late to pull it back. It was like, dog, and I just immediately wanted to click it. Is that the dumbest thing? And I was so mad at myself, because the minute I clicked it, I'm like, I bet this is one of those stupid spam emails. And sure enough, I had to do the stupid webinar training because I was a dummy and wanted to see a dog, a white dog that was running through the halls of our building, allegedly.
Oh, my goodness. But it does. It seems like it would actually be real. And I totally get why they need to do this, because as we've been seeing, there are people out there who have the know-how, and rather than use their powers for good, they use it for evil to do ransomware and all of this. I got busted because it looked like an email from my boss, my immediate boss. And it was about a blog post I had written, and that there was some issue with it. And he wanted me to take another look and make sure I corrected something. So I clicked on the link because it looked like it was the link to the blog that I had put up. That's how they got me. I'm like, that
felt
targeted.
That's at least a good one.
That felt really targeted.
Yeah. Better than finding a dog roaming around an office building.
But I'm like, why wouldn't I think that that would be real? And I even did the thing where if you hover your mouse when you're – this doesn't work with phones or devices like that, of course. But if you are using a laptop or a desktop computer, you hover your mouse over a link.
Right.
The link's address actually comes up. Unless they do the – I forget what it's called, the ghost link or whatever, where it looks like it's going to be one link, but then it redirects you to something else. And one letter is like a lowercase L is actually a capital I. Like, that's how they got
me. That's how they sneak you.
Yeah. I was like, that. You took a lot of effort. Like, I really feel like, aha, I'm going to get her. I felt really targeted in that one. But they did get me.
At least it.
Sorry.
That one was a tough one. I know.
Sorry.
Well, our company actually did get hit, and it took us down, like, for a month. And it's no joke. The one
so it
that
does
I keep...
make sense.
What was that?
So it does make sense.
Yeah.
I have to find out the weak links who are clicking on these emails.
The one I don't know if you guys have been getting, but I've been getting text messages, and it's like a rando email address. And it says your UPS or your USPS package has been returned for verification of address. Click on this link and confirm your address so we can finish the delivery of your package. And I was thinking to myself, now that... I recognized immediately and I reported it as junk. But if you're an older person and you think someone's trying to send you something, I could see very easily how people click that link to try to confirm
that. Wait, this is for younger people, too, because we're always ordering things. James, did this happen to you recently?
This happened recently. We were getting ready for the show, and I got an email, like, the same exact thing. And I definitely was waiting for a package, and so I was kind of antsy about it. And I got that, and I was like, oh, shoot, my package. And then I read it to her, and she goes, James, that's a very clear scam. And I look up at the email, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's just a random string of letters.
Yeah, like a weird Gmail.
Yeah, like, thank goodness you were reading it out loud, and I was eavesdropping on your personal conversation with yourself, because...
They are prying on people who are really desperate for their package, okay? That's exactly what
they're doing. Everybody is. Yeah. It's that time of year. Everyone was ordering something, or you might be expecting something from someone. And also, we just live in a society where... It's easier to order things online and have it delivered because the return process is even easier than it used to be. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to have a package if you're doing a return. You just take it back to one of the drop-off locations, scan a QR code on your phone, and that's actually a really smart scam because you are casting a wide net for people.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe, like, coming through as a text message, I'm like, people must fall for this stuff all the time, which is why they're doing it.
Yeah, clearly it's working.
Yeah.
So, okay, I saw this in the news, and I want to know how much you are saying about this, Jen. Of course, there's always things. California seems to be the test subject for all of this stuff of, like...
There's a pizza dish for all bad ideas.
If something is going to happen, it's happening in California first. I actually really like this idea. Governor Newsom signed a bill that will require cursive to be taught in the state schools again.
Okay, actually, yes, I gave him props for that this last week. I'm totally for it. But it's interesting because I think I need more clarification because it was being taught, but only at like one point now. I think it's going to be taught all the way through sixth grade or something like that.
Yes. First through sixth grade. And it'll include cursive, but also it will include, what was it, joint italics or something like that?
I don't even know what that is.
It looks like print that's joint, like that.
Okay.
The S still looks like a normal printed S, but it's joint by things. But some of the letters in cursive that people can read that look like normal, like print letters, they still look the same. They're just connected to each other.
Right.
Which I think a lot of people do write like that anyway, and then they say they're writing in cursive, and it's just not cursive.
I think it's a great idea, and a lot of people say it's the best reason because our history is written in cursive, and to read it, you gotta understand it.
Exactly. I helped a cousin do her wedding programs before, and she wanted it to be in cursive, but she couldn't read cursive, so we had to get a little interesting with that. It's 18 after the hour.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program, and it is time to discuss digital stuff, social media, technology, all of that fun stuff. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. Have you seen this stuff about phones, that your phone is actually more than not likely out? Dated, and not just talking if you don't have, like, oh, the current model and there's a new model. Like, phones have an expiration date that we apparently don't know about.
Mine has hit it. I can't open any pictures from anybody right now because it keeps saying I have no storage left, even though I've deleted almost everything that I can. So it's time for a new phone. It's my pledge is to get one today.
What phone do you have?
I have the 11.
Oh, that's like, come on, Jen. Do better.
What? It's like 3 years old.
We're at like a 15 now.
Yeah, but then I heard those explode. So then do I even want the 15 or do I go with the 14? I don't know. What do I do? It's so hard.
I know. Or do you just wait? Do you switch to Samsung?
I just want a tin can and a Campbell's soup, like a Campbell's soup can and some rope. Just try that.
Go back to the old school flip phones or like yes. What Zach Morris had on Saved by the Bell, that big gray like brick.
I used to have a brick in my car, but my dad told me if I ever used it, he'd kill me. It was only for emergencies.
They were always only for emergencies.
Yeah.
Speaking of, okay, what was it about whenever you would drive in the car with your parents, and if you turned on a light on the inside of the car, they acted like the car was about to explode?
Don't turn the light on. I'm like that, though, to now. Haven't you?
Now?
Like, yes.
I still don't know what that was all about.
I don't like a light in the car because it makes you blind. It feels like it sucks all your visibility when you turn the light
on. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, like so it. Maybe that's what it was always about.
I also turn down the radio when I'm lost.
Well, that's a given. Yeah. If you turn off your ears, you can see better.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
I can totally get behind that. So with phones, apparently smartphones actually do have an expiration date. And it's not from when you bought your phone and started using it. It's from when it was manufactured.
Okay.
And that's something that you can find out if you have the original box. It's typically on that. Or if you...
Does it actually say expiration date on it, or does it just say the date it was made?
There's the manufacture date. So you can find the manufacturer date, or you can, a lot of times if you go to settings and your about option or whatever, you can look at the serial number, because the manufacturer date hides those within those numbers. There's, of course, an end-of-life date website they can go to. I think it is life.date.com or something like that. I'll have to double-check this. But here is life expectancy for different phones. An iPhone only lasts 4 to 8 years.
Okay.
From the manufacturing date.
And what happens after that time? Does it explode or
stop working? It stops working.
Okay.
Either the battery won't stay charged as long, or what you are experiencing with your phone right now. You have issues where I found this out with my first generation iPad, where I hadn't used it in some time, and then I went to go use it again, and I couldn't use any of the apps because I needed to update the apps. The right. app I currently had was no longer available. I had to update the app. Well, then I couldn't update the app until I updated my operating system. So I went to settings to update my operating system, but the operating system that was now available was not compatible with my first generation iPad. So I think a lot of those things just kind of start happening where things just don't last.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you have like the different bugs, like what are some of the ones? Not the white screen of death. That's like...
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah,
that's what happened to me during COVID before I got this phone. And try to get into a Verizon store during COVID in Los Angeles. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. So the iPhone is 4 to 8 years, Samsung 3 to 6 years, Google Pixel 3 to 5 years, and the, what is this, HUAWEI? I've never even heard of this. That's 2 to 4 years if you have that phone.
Okay. I never heard of it, but I take note.
The more you know, it's 28 after.
Energy got expensive. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. There are things you can do right there at home to cut energy cost. Are you running a load of wash? Unless you're attacking serious stains, the cold water mode is okay for most of what you're washing. And wait until you have a full load to save electricity and water. Ditto for the dishwasher, which will also save on detergent, which is pricey now. And stocking up on groceries doesn't just take advantage of bargains you find. Your freezer works more efficiently when it's full, because all the stuff in there is frozen, so you'll use less electricity. As for the fridge, set it between 28 and 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the freezer between 0 and 5. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mouth in the USA. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom, and capitalism. And is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily programming.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCast.
To learn more, contact affiliate at usaaudio.com. That's affiliate at usaaudio.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport, and Emerson was arrested. Louisiana State Police are reporting 7 people were killed and at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles were damaged on Interstate 55 in Louisiana during a super fog event that left visibility near zero. The crash yesterday morning created an 11-mile backup. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Stephen's Good Day radio program. Dub will be back before we know it. Jen Horn is with us because it is Monday and it's fantastic.
It is fantastic, Monday.
It is fantastic. Can you just be with us every day?
Yeah.
You're like, no, I want spirit.
If I'll only it was a midday show, no problem.
I'm Jay Kirschner. So this is something that we kind of were discussing a little bit before, earlier, about social media and how it's kind of like, what do we trust? What can we believe when we see things? Is something an actual news story? Is it a fact? Is it opinion-based? And we're not alone because, according to Pew Research, most Americans do not trust social media companies. Not just not trusting what they're seeing on social media, but they don't trust the companies, period.
Well, I think for good reason. I mean, especially when We learned that Twitter, before Elon Musk came to town, was colluding, pardon the word, with the Biden administration. And they were determining what was fake news and what wasn't. The perfect example, there are two stories that seem to get a lot of attention that were definitely changed up by the folks at Twitter. And that was the Hunter Biden laptop story and the COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. And you had people trying to say, hey, here's just this story about Hunter Biden's laptop, and it was marked as misinformation. Some people lost their account for posting that story.
Oh, people, yeah. People
and lo and behold, it happened to be true. And so what the heck? But you have the government coming and saying, this isn't true, this is misinformation, it must be marked, and lo and behold, that's what Twitter did and followed the rules. And the same thing with the vaccine. Nobody could question her. They would lose their account or they'd be spreading misinformation.
Which was entirely wrong. And it wasn't even just what it was. It was who it was. Like,
right.
There were some situations where people were spewing all kinds of misinformation and even hate speech and bullying and all of this stuff that didn't get taken down at all. And even when people were reporting them, and then other people, like, I still truly do not understand why Donald Trump was kicked off of Twitter.
Well, especially when you realize that the Ayatollah, the leader of Iran, who has said death to America, death to Israel, death to everybody who blinks at him, basically, that guy still has a Twitter account and did this all the time that Donald Trump did or didn't have one. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're going to be, and this is a slippery slope, if you're going to start pulling people off, that's their business as a company, but you want to make it look like they are doing it even-handedly and not heavy-handedly or with motivation. They never were able to do that. I mean, it always looked like it was somebody who wasn't saying what they wanted to hear.
And it typically doesn't seem like when something happens and the company is found out to be corrupt or incorrect or something, there doesn't really seem to be any repercussions for it.
No way.
It's just like, here's this. All right, let's keep going. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but we got this one wrong. I mean, it's kind of like just going back to Hunter Biden's laptop. They said that was a fake story and Russian disinformation. Now, you can have an argument about whether you think Hunter Biden did anything wrong, but that was his laptop, and they knew it was his laptop, and they lied and said that it wasn't his laptop and that it was stuff from a Russian bot. And you had members of the intelligence community sign a letter, 50 people, saying this is Russian disinformation. So it was, of course, marked as false, fake news. But when everybody's willing to lie and spin things, it once again gets back to what can you actually believe?
It does, yeah. And then also it's kind of some of that stuff that, well, if they're telling us all of this information, what information are they hiding? Or the whole magician trick of look at the right hand so you don't see what the left hand is doing. It really makes you question so much, and it is. It's difficult to trust the companies themselves, but also what you see, especially now with the availability of artificial intelligence and computer-generated content that is done to such an incredible degree, where we see videos of people, prominent public figures, doing something or saying something, and it's not even a real video. Before, you could kind of tell. It was almost like done in a comical sense, and it was like, oh, you can tell this is fake. It's just funny, blah,
They're
blah, blah.
Really
it's for humor.
Now.
This is artistic. And now it's kind of like, wait, what? Like, with different debates for presidential candidates, a lot of times you have to watch the debate. And if you are unavailable to watch a debate, record it and go watch it when you can. Do not look at what is happening on social media, because you get people's opinions. You get things that are doctored or altered, or a clip of somebody's comment that has been cut and used to sound like it's being made in a different standpoint. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that you have to watch it for yourself. From the
even if no one's doctored stuff, I mean, context is so important. You can hear somebody say something and it sounds atrocious if you don't have the sentence before and the sentence after, right?
Even just the tone of voice. If somebody is like, say I'm talking to you, we're out to lunch, and I am relaying something that happened, and I am speaking to you as if I'm speaking to the other person because I'm giving you the word for word reaccount of what happened, but somebody overhears, they basically think like, oh, we're fighting,
yelling at me, right?
Yes. Exactly. Okay, well, moving on. So some news that is coming from Home Goods is their owned by TJ Maxx, Marshall's, kind of the same stuff. Remember how it was...
I'm a stockholder in them, not officially, but just with all the junk I buy.
Well, so do you buy online or do you go in?
Oh, no, I go in. So that's the whole fun of Home Goods. You got to actually go in the store and look for the things you don't need. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they always get you because they have a little section of home goods that's in TJ Maxx and Marshalls, because then you see some stuff and you're like, oh, I wonder what the actual home goods store has. Now I want to go there. They've never had online ordering or shopping until the pandemic, and a lot of places had to redo their business model and offer online stuff. Restaurants who typically didn't allow takeout or takeout for certain items were starting to allow it. Home Goods was no different. They allowed online shopping on their website.
I didn't even know they were online. Now you've just opened my eyes to something.
Well, they're not. They stopped.
Dang it.
It was short-lived.
The best day ever.
Mm-hmm. It was short-lived. They stopped over the weekend. They are fulfilling the rest of the orders prior to shutting down their online sales, but they just want to put full focus into their brick and mortars. And they have what? Like, I want to say about 900 stores, 900 locations, which
That's
makes sense because it's like, okay, if you can't fulfill everything online, or sometimes it just takes up extra resources to have a warehouse that you're like actually shipping from there. You know, it's just one of those like, no, just go into the store. If you want to see anything, go get it there. I still am kind of disappointed about the whole Bed Bath & Beyond situation where
I know that
that's a reverse situation. Now it's only online.
Yeah. And, you know, the fun thing about Bed Bath & Beyond is you could actually go in and get a headache just the minute you walk the door with all the scents.
Oh,
but it was fun. Home Goods, I kind of understand why they can't be online because so many things are just like one-off items. It's not like they stock.
Not mass production.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's what made it so cool.
But I would have loved to have had the opportunity to buy something online. There's just something fun about going into Home Goods, especially this time of year, because you get the Christmas, the fall, the Halloween. It's just, it's all fun stuff.
And they always have such good sales. I love TJ Maxx. I'm such a big, they need to promote with us.
I know, because we could be like, we'd give them the real endorsement.
Yeah, they're great stuff. All right, so other shopping news. CVS is pulling cold medicines from their store shelves. Have you ever taken something like a decongestant and you're like, this is not working? What is going on?
Although I think there is like the effect of just taking it and you're like, okay, maybe I'm feeling better. But I guess the decongestants don't work.
The placebo effect?
Yeah, which is why I had a friend, actually Larry Elder, presidential candidate, told me one day when I was sick, he's like, get Afrin. It's really good. Now, Afrin, apparently you can get addicted to it, so don't use it all the time. But I'll be dang if it doesn't totally clear up your nose in about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the, because the, what is it? It's not Afrin. It's phenylephrine. I think that's
the key
ingredient.
Whatever it is, it's the spray.
They're saying that's the one that doesn't work.
That one doesn't work,
the
but whatever's in Afrin, man, that does work.
And this is the stuff that's in certain versions of NyQuil, Benadryl, Sudafed, Mucinex. Like these, like you think Mucinex, you're like, yeah, that's definitely going to kick this congestion out.
You know what's funny is that I've never thought that Mucinex worked. And everybody's like, oh, get some Mucinex. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even my doctor has put me on to Mucinex, and I don't know. I've never noticed any huge impact. But I also don't cough things up because I think it's gross. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't even put that in my brain.
Do you have luck with Mucinex? Do you get it?
No. I feel like it just dehydrates you. I feel like that's the trick. It doesn't actually get you to get stuff out. It just dehydrates you. So the stuff actually like dissipates. It just disappears.
It kind of makes your stinky smell funny. I don't know if you guys noticed.
I've not noticed that.
But it smells like cardboard. And I'm like, oh, I've definitely been taking the Mucinex.
Yes. Well, I've noticed Benadryl. I feel like Benadryl works to an extent, but also does Benadryl work? Or is it just like, well, if you're unconscious, you can't feel like you can't
breathe?
That's
right. I'm sleeping it off. It's like you've hibernated.
Yeah. Like NyQuil. I do notice NyQuil and DayQuil. I feel like those work a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's almost like, I know this is super, I don't know if it's homeopathic or holistic or what, but you boil water, you put some apple cider vinegar into it and some lemon juice, like fresh squeezed lemon juice, and you boil it and you don't have your face like right over it. You don't want any burns on your face, but get close enough that you can get some of that steam and you breathe in the steam for a good 10 minutes.
Really?
With like a towel over your head or whatever, kind of like just breathe in that steam and breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, but then in through your mouth, out through your nose, kind of like alternating it.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, pour some into a mug and put some honey in it and then drink it.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's something about that that definitely helps. Also, like essential oils, just the eucalyptus.
Yeah,
I feel like that clears things up, too.
And Vicks VapoRub, the old favorite.
Oh, that's the jam. The OG.
Put a little under your nose. You put it on your feet.
Oh, put some in your nose. I mean, that's not recommended. People don't.
I do it too.
People say don't put it in your nose, but I straight, like, put it in your nose.
I even did it, you know, so wonderful. It's been so dry in California. I actually had a nosebleed, which I haven't had since I was, like, a kid. And this weekend, I actually took some Vicks and I just put it at the bottom of my nose just to moisturize it, like just to get something, like some moisture in there. Works like a charm. It's like you just rub Vicks on anything. That's what my grandmother used to do.
Old school Vaseline works well for that, too.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Get some of that up in there. And I try not to use... Personally, I like to use cosmetics or toiletries or anything like that that is certified cruelty-free. Like, it's not tested on animals. It's not sold in any place that requires you to test on animals. But I have yet to find a solid replacement for Vaseline. Like, the OG Vaseline, I have not found a single thing that works better than that.
Well, and it's kind of a natural thing. I mean, petroleum jelly is, you know, isn't it kind of a... like, it'd be hard to replicate it without using the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Also in health news, there's a flesh-eating parasite that's causing skin infections. So, hey!
The gift for Christmas that keeps on giving.
If you're looking to take a vacation anywhere that has beaches, there are sand flies that have this parasite, and if they bite you, it leaves this little parasite on your skin.
Yuck.
They've been finding, well, the CDC has been finding more and more patients that have been dealing with this, but then they noticed that a lot of these patients haven't, like, some of them traveled out of the country, but then they started seeing an uptick in people who had not gone anywhere. They've stayed in the States.
So how are they getting it?
From these sand flies.
Ugh, gross.
Mm-hmm. It causes, like, these sores that can create scars.
You might as well just set yourself on fire. Let's get these things out of here.
Well, like, why do we always have to be afraid of all these different bugs? What now? Like, what
I know.
Next?
It's like, can you just give us a break, please? Boy.
It's 48 after the hour.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Tom Kraetler with MoneyPit.com is usually here during this time. He is unavailable to make it. So, more food, farm, and family. You can always pick up more information for Food Farm Family on FoodFarmFamily.com. Check out stuff you missed in the Food Farm Family podcast. Again, up there on the website, FoodFarmFamily.com. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So Georgia is going to get in on something good. Medical marijuana will soon be available in pharmacies in Georgia. The Peach State, is Georgia the Peach State? Yeah. The state is set to become the first in the U.S. to legalize the purchase of products containing THC, not just CBD and all of that other stuff, but THC at local pharmacies this year. Residents who, quote-unquote, meet the extremely narrow criteria required by the medical cannabis law will be able to purchase low-dose THC products at state pharmacies to treat various ailments. Now, there's been a lot of negative connotations around this. A lot of people who are against this think that local pharmacies are just going to be selling, like, joints and all of that stuff right out of the pharmacy. That is not the case. Now, this is coming from a physician-owned medical cannabis provider that covers 89% of Georgia's population who have been using this, and it is going to be in... It's going to be for people who are cancer patients or dealing with PTSD, seizure disorders, Parkinson's disease, sickle cell disease, different things like that. There are a lot of terms and conditions that apply you have to have a doctor's prescription, and it's not just, you know, where a lot of people are like, oh, I can get my weed card if I just say I have anxiety or I say I'm having trouble sleeping or something like that. This is a little bit stronger, the terms and conditions. It is people who are dealing with really heavy stuff using this for medicinal, and it's not going to, it's going to be in the form of THC oil, like low potency THC oil. And you won't be able to just pick it up at like Walgreens or CVS or anything like that. These will be independently owned and run pharmacies. But there's still over 400 pharmacies in the state that will have access to this. But look at Georgia. They will officially be the first state to sell marijuana at pharmacies. In other food news, ultra-processed foods are as addictive as alcohol and cigarettes. So some of those cravings, quote-unquote cravings, for a lot of your favorite junk food may actually be a sign of addiction. And I think a lot of us have made comments about that, of like, oh, I'm addicted to chocolate, or I'm addicted to potato chips. You actually might be. This is a real addiction. According to a study conducted by researchers in the United States, Spain, and Brazil, and published in a special edition of the British Medical Journal, signs of ultra-processed food addiction were found in 14% of adults and 12% of children. This was determined by scientists also at Yale. Researchers pulled statistics from 281 studies across 36 countries and found that these numbers are similar to the levels of addiction seen with other legal substances in adults, such as alcohol, tobacco, and the level of implied addiction is unprecedented for children. A lot of our parents and grandparents did not grow up with this level of processed food. Ultra-processed foods, which include staple junk foods, like mentioned, chips, candy, sugary breakfast cereals are really big ones, Pop-Tarts, they're high in ingredients like fats and carbohydrates. And researchers stated that the speed at which ultra-processed food delivers ingredients to the gut may be crucial to their addictive potential, because they kind of work faster than minimally processed foods that take quicker for your digestive tract to work through and the brain to be triggered of like, oh, I'm full and things. And I think there was a study before about how sugar is, the way the brain reacts to sugar is closely related to how the brain reacts with illegal substances. These are more and more things that they are finding. Again, you can read this full article on foodfarmfamily.com. You can get more information and also check out the Food Farm Family podcast. Again, that's foodfarmfamily.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.